Welcome to Further Maths Focus, the podcast that breaks down A-level further mathematics into clear, exam-ready understanding. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most elegant topics in the OCR specification, probability-generating functions, or PGFs. This is section 3.6, and it's a topic that rewards students who take the time to really understand the structure behind it. So grab a pen, because by the end of this episode, you'll be able to derive PGFs, extract moments, and use the convolution theorem like a seasoned examiner expects. Let's start with the big picture. Why do probability-generating functions even exist? Think of it this way. A discrete random variable X has a probability mass function, which tells you the probability of each outcome. But sometimes, instead of working with a list of probabilities, it's far more powerful to encode all of that information into a single function of a variable T. That function is the PGF. It packages up the entire distribution into one neat expression, and then, here's the magic, you can differentiate it to pull out the mean and variance. You can also multiply two PGFs together to find the distribution of a sum of independent variables. It's a toolkit, and once you know how to use it, it's incredibly powerful. Now let's get into the core concepts. The definition of the probability-generating function of a discrete random variable X is G of T equals the sum over all values x of p of x equals x, multiplied by t to the power x. The sum runs over all possible values that x can take. Notice that t is just a dummy variable. It's not a probability or a value of x. It's a tool that lets us encode the distribution algebraically. There's a beautiful sanity check built into this definition. If you set t equal to 1, every term becomes p of x equals x times 1 to the power x, which is just p of x equals x. So g of 1 equals the sum of all probabilities, which must equal 1. This is your first exam tip. Always verify that g of 1 equals 1 after deriving a PGF. If it doesn't, you've made an error somewhere in your series expansion. Examiners will sometimes ask you to show this as a verification step, and it's worth a mark. Let's look at the standard distributions you need to know. First, the Bernoulli distribution. If x takes the value 1 with probability p and 0 with probability q, where q equals 1 minus p, then g of t equals q plus p times t. Simple. Now, the binomial distribution. If x follows b of n and p, then g of t equals the quantity q plus p times t, all raised to the power n. You can derive this by thinking of a binomial as the sum of n independent Bernoulli trials. And that's actually the convolution theorem in action, which we'll come back to. For the Poisson distribution with parameter lambda, the PGF is g of t equals e to the power of lambda times the quantity t minus 1. This comes from substituting the Poisson probability mass function into the definition and recognizing the resulting series as the Taylor expansion of the exponential function. You must memorize this result. It appears in nearly every PGF exam question involving the Poisson distribution. For the geometric distribution, and be careful here because there are two conventions. If x is the number of trials up to and including the first success, then g of t equals p times t divided by the quantity 1 minus q times t. This is a quotient, and differentiating it requires the quotient rule. Many candidates lose marks here by making algebraic errors, so we'll work through this carefully in the exam tips section. Now let's talk about extracting moments from a PGF. This is the heart of the topic and where most exam marks are concentrated. The first derivative of g of t evaluated at t equals 1 gives you the expected value of x, that is, g prime of 1 equals e of x. The second derivative evaluated at t equals 1 gives you something called the second factorial moment, g double prime of 1 equals e of x times the quantity x minus 1. This is not the same as e of x squared. This is the most common mistake candidates make, and it costs marks every year. So how do you get the variance? You use the formula var of x equals g double prime of 1 plus g prime of 1 minus the square of g prime of 1. This comes from the fact that e of x squared equals g double prime of 1 plus g prime of 1, and then var of x equals e of x squared minus the square of e of x. You must state this formula explicitly before substituting. Examiners award a B1 mark just for writing it down correctly, even before you do any calculation. Never skip this step. Let me give you a worked example. Suppose x follows a Poisson distribution with parameter lambda equals 3. Find the mean and variance using the PGF. Step 1, write down the PGF. g of t equals e to the power of 3 times the quantity t minus 1. Step 2. Differentiate. G prime of t equals 3 times e to the power of 3 times the quantity t minus 1. Step 3. Evaluate at t equals 1. G prime of 1 equals 3 times e to the power of 0, which equals 3. So the mean is 3. Step 4. Differentiate again. G double prime of t equals 9 times e to the power of 3 times the quantity t minus 1. Step 5. Evaluate at t equals 1. G double prime of 1 equals 9. Step 6. State the variance formula. Var of x equals g double prime of 1 plus g prime of 1 minus the square of g prime of 1 equals 9 plus 3 minus 9 equals 3. The mean and variance are both 3, which is exactly what we expect for a Poisson distribution. Notice how stating the formula explicitly in step 6 earns a B1 mark on its own. Now let's move to the convolution theorem, which is arguably the most powerful result in this topic. If x and y are independent random variables with PGFs g sub x of t and g sub y of t respectively, then the PGF of their sum z equals x plus y is simply g sub z of t equals g sub x of t times g sub y of t. The PGF of the sum is the product of the individual PGFs. This is elegant and powerful. The key application is identifying the distribution of a sum. If x follows Poisson of lambda 1 and y follows Poisson of lambda 2, then multiplying their PGFs gives e to the power of lambda 1 plus lambda 2, all times the quantity t minus 1. This is the PGF of a Poisson distribution with parameter lambda 1 plus lambda 2. So z follows Poisson of lambda 1 plus lambda 2. When you identify the distribution, you must state both the name and the parameters. Examiners are explicit about this in the mark scheme. Writing Poisson without the parameter gets no credit. Similarly, if x follows b of m and p, and y follows b of n and p, and they must have the same p, then x plus y follows b of m plus n and p. The binomial parameters add when p is the same. If p differs, you cannot combine them this way. Now let's talk about the scaling rule. If z equals a times x plus b, then g sub z of t equals t to the power b times g sub x of t to the power a. The most common error is forgetting the t to the power b factor. A good way to remember it, the b acts as a shift, and shifts in the distribution correspond to multiplying the PGF by a power t. Now for exam tips and common mistakes. First, the g double prime of 1 trap. G double prime of 1 equals e of x times the quantity x minus 1, not e of x squared. If you write g double prime of 1 equals e of x squared in your working, you will lose marks. Always write e of x times x minus 1 and then use the identity e of x squared equals g double prime of 1 plus g prime of 1. Second, always state the variance formula as a separate line before substituting. The mark scheme awards a B1 for this, and it's free marks if you write it correctly. Third, when differentiating the geometric PGF, use the quotient rule carefully. Write out the numerator and denominator explicitly. Differentiate each and substitute t equals 1 only at the very end. Substituting t equals 1 too early is a very common source of errors. Fourth, when using the convolution theorem to identify a distribution, always check that the resulting PGF matches a known standard form exactly. If it does, name the distribution and state its parameters. Fifth, verify g of 1 equals 1 as a check. This takes 10 seconds and can save you from carrying forward an error through a multi-part question. Now for our quick-fire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these. Ready? Question 1. What is the definition of the PGF of a discrete random variable x? Pause if you need to think. The answer is g of t equals the sum of p of x equals x times t to the power x summed over all values x. Question 2. What does g prime of 1 equal? Answer e of x, the mean. Question 3. What does g double prime of 1 equal? Answer e of x times the quantity x minus 1, not e of x squared. Question 4. State the variance formula in terms of derivatives of g. Answer var of x equals g double prime of 1 plus g prime of 1 minus the square of g prime of 1. Question 5. If x follows Poisson of lambda, what is g of t? Answer, e to the power of lambda times the quantity t minus 1. Question 6. State the convolution theorem. Answer. If x and y are independent, then the PGF of x plus y equals the PGF of x times the PGF of y. How did you do? If you hesitated on any of those, go back and review the relevant section. These are the building blocks of every PGF exam question. Let's wrap up. The key things to take away from today are 1. The PGF encodes a discrete distribution as a power series in T. 2. Always verify g of 1 equals 1. 3. G prime of 1 gives the mean, and g double prime of 1 gives e of x times x minus 1, not e of x squared. 4. State the variance formula explicitly before substituting. It's worth a B1 mark. 5. The convolution theorem says the PGF of a sum of independent variables is the product of their PGFs. 6. When identifying a distribution from a PGF, always state both the name and the parameters. And 7. Be careful with the scaling rule. Don't forget the t to the power b factor. This topic rewards careful, methodical working. Show every step, state every formula before using it, and always sanity check your PGF at t equals 1. Do that, and you'll be picking up full marks on PGF questions. Thank you for listening to Further Maths Focus. Good luck in your exams. You've got this.